Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, thanks to a campaign from animal rights activists, the animals were finally freed from their cages.
Oh, give me a hint, Peter.
Well, it's like all creatures great and bite-sized.
By the way, I thought there's some bad news. Animal crackers.
Animal crackers, yes. On the box. It's really a nice step now that the hippo can run free right to the moment you bite its head off. So we're talking, of course, about the classic red box of Barnum's Animal Crackers, made by Nabisco. And, of course, for many, many decades, it featured circus animals in cages. Yeah. Now it depicts those same animals roaming the savannah, free. Unfortunately, the cookies were all quickly eaten by predators who snuck up on them from the side that doesn't have an eye.
Yeah. That is why there are so few animal crackers left in the wild.
I know. You only got a face on one side.
It was an evolutionary dead end.
It really was.
Which is why they only can be raised in captivity.
Exactly.
You know what? I loved animal crackers, and I never equated it with the idea that I was eating animals. I didn't think of it that way. I think it's a loss.
Wait a minute. You think taking the cages off the picture on the box
is a
loss?
No, I thought they were doing away with the cookies altogether.
No, we still have the cookies.
Oh.
They're just roaming now.
They're roaming. They're just picture in the box. They're free.
They're free-range crackers.
Yes.
I want to break free.